When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Previously on Going Mainstream.
Sirens call. You don't need to know what the program is, only that it's well protected.
We can work with that.
You know Bob, right? All the shit he'd love to show those corporate drones if only he could get in their faces. At least stop them burying the whole thing when the dust settles.
Let's collate all of the information that I've just received.
I don't fucking care about where this shit, who's buying it, where the fake account, it's a conspiracy. Fucking who cares? You know, what's it about?
Some kind of distributed computing network.
Hit up Junk. See if you can't get you some RIP key cards, building schematics, a half decent plan.
IDs, uniforms, blueprints, the lot.
Eddie's a no problem.
If you split up, then you might need more than one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I do.
You do want more than one?
Yes.
Okay.
So. Not your plan, it's my plan.
Sure.
That's what he's handling.
Yeah, he's a loose cannon.
Yeah. It's going to be more clandestine. It's not going to be balls to the walls.
And now.
Get these.
All right, beautiful.
Get these plans in your encrypted box.
Phil has just handed Sean literal printed out plans for listeners at home.
Okay, so there's broadcast suites level 1, 2, and 3 there. One has like a load of audio recording booths. And can I have a quick look at those describe for... So, floor one, there's a network hardware room. A bunch of studios with attached booths, a green room, and some office space. Floor two has a bunch of sound stages on it, a workshop for like prop creation, dressing rooms, and a security office, as well as a supply room, wardrobe section, and green room. And floor three has a broadcast control room, some live TV studios rather than sound stages, a bunch of dressing rooms, wardrobe, makeup, green room, and also another room dedicated to network hardware.
Right. Network hardware, which is where I can hopefully deduce is where the siren's call will be. Let's have a look here. Because there's a broadcast control room, and then right next to it's the network hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Which hopefully is where it's at. All right, cool. Well, Junk is... he's stressed after what he learned yesterday. But he still has to soldier on. Like, you know, things are mounting up. And it's not looking good, but he can't think about it right now. He just needs to stick to the plan that he's got. And
sure. He'll
sort out things as they come. So, first thing he's going to do is head to his drop point.
Yep.
Which hopefully will have... things from both.
Nothing from Amy yet.
Yep, nothing from
Amy yet. But the...
Lisa?
Lisa's ID card is in there. Her WNS building ID card.
Excellent.
One of many that she has conveniently gone missing.
Junk's plan for today is he needs to orchestrate two different street deals. The first thing is to try and get a duplicate copy of the ID.
Coffee
as well. He'll get coffee on the way. Cyber coffee.
Yeah.
And the second thing he needs to do is try and generate someone who can get two WNS security uniforms.
Sure.
For both himself and Crash.
Well, can you... Do you
Crash?
Have any...
Yep. Move on.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have any kind of forgery skill yourself?
I do have forgery, but I had my street deals higher, so I was going to see if I can find someone else to do it.
Yeah. Okay, we'll roll your street deal.
This is for ID or for the...
For the outfits? ID to start with, yeah. This is difficult. Find someone with the tech to do this. Believably.
That is 22.
Very nice. So you have a techie contact who works out of the harbor area. He is like a tinkerer, a guy who works with all sorts of little bits of electronics and stuff like that. His name is...
Trigger.
Good one.
That's nice.
God, my brain is not coming up with names today.
It's all right.
Trigger. So you can go to the harbor and
I need to visit him directly because I need to hand him the ID.
Yes. So?
So Junk's going to take the ID, stash it in his coat, and he's going to head down to the harbor.
1 second.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
No guarantees.
No.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What are pugs?
Pugs? Cyberpug.
pickup groups.
Give me drugs. Baby,
we don't want cyber pugs. That's awful.
Me some drugs.
They're pugs with four grapple guns on each, like one on each paw.
How's it with you and grapple guns?
Oh, they're just so useful.
And also, pugs have a big disadvantage evolutionary wise. They need all the help they can get. Grappling from place to place.
As long as that pug doesn't like shoot all of them at the same time.
Ugh.
If only.
Pug explosion.
Oh, I thought you meant it just like springs up into the air.
Oh, that too. Stilts.
It makes him feel tall.
Pug stilts. That's the next baby.
Okay, cut that because that's going to be patented.
Yeah, pug stilts. Do you ever wish your pug was taller?
Do I ever wish I was dead?
Well, yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah, a lot. I can't wait for my character to come down from the crash and the boost. Because if I don't get another hit of boost in 12 hours, I start hallucinating and having fits.
That's built in.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Only if you roll a 1 to 3 out of a D10?
I think so.
Yeah. So
I do actually need to do some addiction tests.
Yeah.
I have the stats for it. So.
Yeah. I'd say you roll your resist narcotics first. If you fail that, then you make an addiction roll.
Yeah.
Because you just take drugs all the time.
I take drugs all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking if I fail, I'm just going to go on the news network on my show and just like do a PSA of like... This is what coming down from drugs sounds like. Last episode, we talked about why you shouldn't take them. This is what happens if you do.
Trigger isn't in when you arrive. And as you wait, there's like three women with long, kind of claw-like nails. They're dressed like kind of trashily. And they just come up to you and start giving you a hard time. They insult how you look, call you a loser. They're just giving you shit because they can and they think it's funny.
Junk's had a lot of bad news recently. Yeah. He's not doing too well. They're quite close. They're like right up to
me. Standing around you. They're getting in your face, calling you ugly.
I'm pulling a gun right on one of their heads.
Fuck, man. Fuck you. I'm going to call the fucking cops, man.
Back off or I'll reduce your face into the ashes.
Fuck, that's it. Stacy, call the fucking cops on this fucking loser.
Take the shot.
You freaking what? Shoot someone dead in the street?
Do it. I fucking love it.
Well, they don't run. Have anything.
They run or die. Right?
One of them dies.
Yeah, sweet.
You just shoot her. She's standing right in front of her. You shoot her, she dies.
Can I fast hand all them?
What?
You want to shoot all three of them dead on the street. This otherwise is the middle of the day, by the way.
They're calling the cops, though.
There are also other people on the street. This is the middle of the day.
I thought this was in the... I'm waiting in the harbour, aren't I?
What,
like inside where Trigger is going to be.
No. Trigger's shop is closed.
It's closed? It's day.
There's a note on the door. Says...
What is it? Okay, well, I need to know this.
Okay. The note says, back in 15, which is why you're waiting there, right?
Yes. You're waiting. I thought I was inside the shop waiting for
it. Like I said, he's not there. The shop's closed up. It says, like, back in 15 on the door.
Okay, well, that's... Right.
They didn't come up to you inside a shop. They egged each other on to come, like...
Yeah, I thought there were other people. Like, it's like a shop that has more people, so I thought I was just waiting.
No. Yeah. So, because he's a techie, he runs, like, a little workshop out of like crappy warehouse in the docks, right? So you can retcon that. It's fine. You don't have to shoot these people on the street. I was very shocked.
That would be...
It's the middle of the day. You're on the street. Some people are giving you a hard time. You can still put your gun on them. That's fine. I wouldn't shoot them.
Also,
that's a good way to have the cops on your butt.
That's great. Yeah. I'm gonna try and fast talk them into...
Good.
That's so much better.
Just not planning for you to have a shootout with the cops at this stage of the campaign.
I have a murder hobo on my
hands. Oh my god, stop murdering everybody.
I'm going to try and fast talk them into leaving me be and going on about their business and leaving me to...
Okay, like what's your strategy there?
So just to kind of, you know what? I'm going to just come across as a drunk rambler. As someone that could be aggressive, but is just drunk, out of his mind, doesn't know.
You're going to go for the old, I'm crazy.
I'm going to go
crazier
for Bob.
Than you.
I'm going for Bob.
Okay, you're
going
to channel Bob. Go for it. Fast talk, channel Bob.
It's a specialty.
Yeah.
Specialty skill. Channel Bob.
Yeah. Inspired.
Inspired Bob.
21.
Whoa. Mm. What's your thing?
My fast talk is 13.
Wow.
What? That's crazy.
Well, with everything together.
Everything together.
And then I just roll together, on top of that.
Yeah, right.
They start giving you shit and you respond like erratically. Do you just give us a description of what your crazy looks like?
Everything goes in slow motion and Junk's quite not thinking about it. And then he just gets a flash of Bob in his head, crazy rambling, takes a deep breath.
Hey, have you ever noticed how, like, you know, in the sun and things go crazy and how all the hover cars are around and just watching you at all times? And those are pretty nails. I really like them. And I could nails. I wish I had nails myself. Hey, have you guys watched Byte Radio? No, it's really, you know, you should watch it. I'm on from 7 to 9. Sometimes I go to 10 or maybe 11.
That goes on until they leave me.
They were going to give you shit. And now it's not worth it. You can't bully someone who is incoherent to that.
30 seconds of that. And I hate it. How do you put up with me?
That was like turbo you, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't the original. It was like the new Coke or...
Yeah. That was great, Sean.
It's Junk's... What Junk believes Bob is at its core.
Right. I mean, it's not unfamiliar. Yeah.
Like, as one of them walks away, they turn like Chuck the empty soda can again. Bounces off your head.
John Malkovich.
Fucking weirdo.
Oh, I hope that's really full. I could use a little kick me up right now and get pissed. Oh, it's empty. Oh, fuck that.
Let's keep rambling until they're out of sight.
Okay, they leave. Trigger shows up about 10 minutes later to find you loitering outside, I guess. Junk.
Trigger, long time no see. How's business?
Yeah, not too bad. This and that, these and those.
Hey, Trigger, can we talk inside for a moment?
Yeah, come in. So once you're inside, he like shrugs on like it's like an exo toolkit. So it goes over his shoulders, like he plugs into the back of his skull, and he basically gets two extra articulating arms.
Yeah.
They're not like part of him, but he can uplink to them. They have like a bunch of different tools and welders and solderers and saws and things on them. And they kind of spin through a few options and kind of, you know, that setup kind of calibration stuff as he shrugs them on and, He settles down at his desk and starts like tinkering with electronics.
Junk feels like he's quite... This is a friend, basically. A friendly contact is someone he's known for a while. He feels comfortable in the shop. He's done a lot of business with Trigger before. So he's just going to take a moment just to settle in, shoot the shit with Trigger a bit, sit down on a nearby couch and just have a bit of a chat with him for a little bit just to kind of break the ice. And
nice.
Doesn't need to be straight down to business. You know, they're basically good friends.
Yeah, you catch up. He tells you about his wife.
How's the little ones? How's little Trig?
Trig Jr. they're doing... he's been in a bit of trouble recently. He's a bit worried that, you know, he's running with some of the gangs. Maybe they have some influence over him. He's a little bit worried. But he reckons, like, deep down he's a good kid, so... He reckon he'll be all right in the long run.
Was it? Yeah, nice. Okay. And then I let that settle in, and then I just go, Trigger, you still in the duplication business?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's half the business these days, right?
Why? Might have a bit of fun for you. Something a bit challenging, but if anyone's able to pull it off, I think you're the guy to come to.
Well, let me have a look.
Stand up, go over to his workbench, and slip the ID card right into his line of vision. I say... I need another one of these, fully working, untraceable, that if anyone looks at it, it's real enough.
Your face on it?
Yes.
Okay. So he pulls a big magnifying arm, glass on a articulating arm over from his desk, you know, places it over the ID. A WINS pass. Pretty tight security there. And it's not a case of simply... replicating the electronic tag on there. Each one's linked to a card, so if this one's lost, probably not viable anymore, probably already being cancelled. But if I remember rightly, their security system means I should be able to reverse engineer the hex for this and generate a valid code. But unless they've changed things, that should be doable, but might take me a day or two just to run the program, see if I can actually get a viable working code going. Is that okay?
If I can have it by Tuesday night, we're sweet. Wednesday morning at the latest.
Sure. I think we'll be okay. Yeah. Anything else?
Actually, while I'm here...
Mm?
You familiar with the W... Out of contact.
Mm.
Could he be someone that I could ask about also shimmying up some outfits, or should I do another street deal after that for someone?
Oh, no, he doesn't do that kind of
thing. Damn. All right.
No. He's a techie. He builds and makes stuff and forges things.
Brilliant. Yeah, he figured it out. Well, no Trigger. You've already done plenty already.
Thanks, man.
After it's all over, let's catch up with some smash.
Oh, yeah. Don't be a stranger, man. You always come by when you need something.
I like Trigger. He seems like good people.
I don't trust him.
Shocker.
It's cyberpunk. I think the professor's out to get us, frankly.
Maybe.
That'd be good.
We've given him everything. Well, you guys have. I don't think I've talked to him much. I don't trust the man.
So as I leave Trigger, I need a follow up on another contact that can hopefully get me some two very passable WNS outfits.
Internal security outfits is what you're looking for, is that right?
Because the only, as far as I'm aware of the WNS building, anything beyond, so the entire building is always patrolled by usually two guards at all times. Like, they work in pairs. Anything
pairs
past
guards, yeah.
The opening lobby is an employee. So usually...
Employee only, yeah.
If there are people that are not employees, i.e. Cassie and such, they would generally be escorted by guards at least to the place that they need to, from what I've studied up about the building.
Yeah.
So the idea is to get two. That will be myself, and another person.
Right.
To get the others in.
The two WNS internal security uniforms.
Yeah.
Well, you need to street deal. WNS is a huge corporation. This is going to be very difficult. 25. Unless you, you know, formulate a strategy or get some kind of help.
Or throw some luck into it.
Or throw some already. Luck. Yeah. They don't just like leave uniforms laying around.
I'm going to chuck 2 luck into this.
Mm-hmm.
Nice rhyme.
Fuck.
It's a 2.
Oh, god damn it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a 15.
Fuck.
It's not close. You call up some like uniform suppliers, try to kind of like, oh yeah, we need some more on this account, and they need a verification code, and you say you get back to them. It's kind of dead ended. There seems to be like believably a good wall of verification around getting these things new. The identities of security staff are quite well encrypted and hard to dig out as well. So it's hard to even get a lead on someone who might be able to like take the uniform off of as well. So you spend a good few hours making calls and come up blank. It's just shit. Hard. Yeah.
All right. Might have to come back to me for a bit. I'm going to have to formulate my next step.
Mm-hmm. That, I guess you spend the rest of your Sunday on that?
Yes.
Yep. So.
Bob wakes up at 4 a.m.
Yep.
Ready for a show.
Got another show to do.
Now, he needs to see if he's going to crash from both the smash and... I mean, we were supposed to be doing smash crash rolls.
Sure.
Because it, like, makes you super depressed and, like, suicidal.
Yeah.
But, anyway. But
I like it as flavor. Like, it's flavor as just as opposed what people to, drink, yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't want you all getting mopey.
Yeah, that would be a bummer.
I think it's like a long... I consider it to be, like, a more of a long-term thing as well. You turn into a sad drunk. In the timeline of this, it's not that necessary. No. So let's go for you. There was a lot of boost.
Yeah.
It was a bit of an abuse. Yeah. There we go.
Aboostive. That's a song.
Yes. So resist narcotics.
Yep. Cool. No, I fail. I fudge that. I fumble that roll.
You, okay.
Do you want to make it so that it's like a...
one? It's a 50-50.
So yeah, 50-50.
Between 1 and 5,
yep.
You get the highly addictive effects of boost withdrawal.
Boost withdrawal?
Yeah. Cool. What does boost withdrawal do again?
I roll a 6, so it's actually okay. Just.
Whoa!
But if I was to fail, boost withdrawal leads to pretty severe, I believe,
hallucinations.
Yes. And jeez. Screaming fits of paranoia.
Yes.
Which is generally great radio content.
Great radio.
So out of character for Bob. Yeah.
How do we know the difference between hallucinating Bob and ordinary Bob?
It's almost as if that's always who Bob is.
I will put you, like, for your fumble, though, I still will put you a -1 int. After,
yep, that's
after
cool.
Boost. Like a before if you wanted to boost back up, that'll take you to normal int.
Cool.
You had like some of those inhalers were old.
Yeah. And maybe a bit gross with other people's mouths on them.
Yeah. It was
Bob is a gross dude. Ugh.
So time is going on. It's now Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Yeah.
Let's do my morning radio show.
Great.
Rambling, ranting, madness.
Wonderful.
I actually want to roll for this time because I have the oratory skill.
Yes. Are you trying to achieve?
I actually want to rally people to like be a little more violent in their day-to-day life. Be a little less like sheeple, be a little less subservient, be a little more rebellious, be a little more punk.
Okay.
So it's empathy plus... Cool.
Cool, yeah.
Cool.
It's willpower. So
quick maths.
2 plus 2
is 15
4.
Plus 8 is...
-23.
So the small subset of Night City, that is your listeners.
Yeah.
The people who are up early listening to pirate radio stations are feeling fired up.
Mm.
They're angry. I mean, a lot of them are punks already.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, maybe... tonight might be a little bit wilder of a night.
Yeah, I just want punks to kind of, gangs to kind of fuck each other up. I'm keen for like a, it's a, all right,
it's nice, so you gotta listen. You have someone talking smack to you, punch him in the face. You know, you are the captain of your ship. I met a great taxi driver.
What are they called?
Combat cab.
I mean, a great combat cab. Hey, shout out to you, man. You gotta punch him in the face. You gotta be violent. You gotta assert your world. Your worldview is the truth, and you've gotta assert your own truth. You're the captain of your ship. Oh, captain, my captain, as some poet said. At some point in the history of the world.
What the fuck is poetry? Nobody knows.
It's on
Nobody
streets, knows. Man.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a rant to rile people up.
Okay, cool. That's great.
So hopefully the streets are less safe for us traveling.
Oh, thanks. Cool.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. There will be more violence tonight.
Yay. And I will hunker down and do more research.
Sure. You putting anything into that?
No DMS get to you.
I'm not boosting and I'm not putting any luck.
Right, cool.
So research, here we go. Great. That's a 10 overall.
Overall. Oh. Well, so the next 3 hours are like pretty fruitless.
Yeah.
You have a look at the list of fake accounts and you work out that they're not doing the buying, but they are like...
It was a pretty bad roll. He really gets nothing.
They're not really doing the buying, but of that server space, but they're associated geographically with those buy-ups.
Okay. I think have one more roll before crashing again.
Yes.
He's going to try and figure out where the Project Siren is kept. Like, if there's a thing for it.
Right.
Because my character hasn't been told that. In character.
Which bit, sorry? What is
where Project Siren is.
Didn't we get told when
you
Emily...
told us, Emily told you that it's chained to the suitcase.
Oh, that's right.
It's a suitcase.
That's right. That's right.
Stays chained to someone's wrist.
With that in mind, then.
To someone's wrist?
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's right.
You're quite right.
Yes, that is part of what she told you. Yeah. You're handcuffed to someone's wrist.
It's a football. It's the new clothes.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. In that case, I'm going to try and figure out, like, I'm less concerned about. I'm going to figure out what it does in the strictest of sense. Like, from like a...
Like, what the fuck is the Project Siren thing?
A subheading like, Project Siren, a way to kill half the population.
Sure.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a nice little summary of it. And that's a 14 total. So, no.
It's a way to influence something.
Oh. Great.
Influence. Is what
influence.
It's trying to affect something.
Yes.
I'm no more wiser than I began.
Project Siren is about controlling what people think.
Cool. Bob doesn't like that.
No. He's like the opposite of the punk mentality.
Yes. Okay. So.
Holy shit. This fucking Project Siren makes people think, controls their brains or some shit. Fucking, alright.
Something like that.
Bob, put your brain cells together. A siren is a you. It's a singer or a sing person. So it might be radio or it might be TV. It's probably not, you know, the scream sheets or anything like that. It's probably not. It might be. Shit. Oh no. How far does this conspiracy go? All right. Fuck.
So that's you get the very roughest idea that it in some way influences what people think.
All right. I rallied up everyone. Shit. I gotta get to Conrad. I gotta see him. I gotta get him figure this out. I can trust him at least.
I finished my day's work though, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll rest and travel. Oh no, fuck it. Bob is a maniac. Let's go. He's exhausted. He's tired. Let's fucking go to Conrad's house.
Okay, it's late.
It's dangerous. He's got a gun.
You're heading out to the sticks.
You have been listening to Going Mainstream, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Cyberpunk 2020 and all associated properties are trademark of R. Telsorian Games. Used with permission.
Hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.